No, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. We've been using this Flowers of Edinburgh now for a long time. I remember when I first got the Liberty soundtrack and we started doing this. Oh, this that had to be back in late 90s or mid 90s. Anyway, it is the Flowers of Edinburgh. Mark O'Connor and all the boys. It's a good soundtrack. It was a good production, all about the American Revolution. Calendar, calendar. Dance tonight, 17th of August, if you're listening. In the Palouse, it's at the old Blaine Schoolhouse. You know, they were working on painting that thing. Not a lot of people showed up for it. That's sad. Folks, you got to take care of things. You got to take care of your societies, your organizations, your Grange halls, your buildings. You got to take care of them. You young folks, you need to start thinking about the fact that maybe some of you are laying down roots. And you have these wonderful old concert halls, but somebody's got to maintain them. And most of them, a lot of the things that we do folk are community buildings. So make sure that you, if you see notices about things like that happened, Palouse Folklore Society, their painting parties last week and this week, to put the roof and get everything squared away on the old Blaine so that they can use it next year. The Blaine Schoolhouse, there's a contra dance tonight after the painting party. And show up to the contra dance. Good stuff happening. Oh, yes, indeed. All righty. What are we doing here? Did you know that they... Oh, I need to let you know the Black Diamond, the Port Angeles folks, they're starting up their season. I believe it starts on the 7th of September. And they have a lot of cool bands. They get bands from the West Side. People like Laurie Anderson and Sandy Bradley and Kathy Whiteside and all those folks. Those are the stars, Georgia. And they come to Port Angeles to the Black Diamond Hall and do their dances. And I think their first season dance starts on the 7th of September. Yakima not doing their second Saturday dances until October. I think Ellensburg starts in November. So there you go. But Palouse Folklore Society will move their dances back to the 1912 building, I think, in September as well. So that's the whole dance thing. And there is no last Saturday dance in Kennewick in the Tri-Cities because of the Tumbleweed Festival. Alrighty, the Tumbleweed Festival happens the 31st of August and the 1st of September. Lots and lots of workshops. Main concert stage, the Righteous Mothers. I think they're in their 25th year. Dan Weber, wonderful album. Ooh, awesome songwriter. Yes, indeed. And Tanya Oplin and Mike Freeman, who do traditional Celtic and European tunes and Asian tunes and all kinds of tunes and songs from all around the world. They do, really. Living in Ireland, they come back to the States every year and a half or so and do some things. So be sure and check that, all that out. That's the evening concert stage, the Tumbleweed Festival there on the 31st of August. Juniper Jam, 31st of August. Enterprise Fairgrounds, Enterprise, Oregon. Wiley and his Wild West. Bitterroot and West Coast High Country. Those are the headliners, plus a bunch of locals as well. So all of that's happening, and that's the 31st of August. There's Bluegrass in Olalla next weekend. Don't have too much information on it because I couldn't read it on my computer. But there is Bluegrass in Olalla. Check out the newspapers. Olalla there, of course, is over on the Vashon side. You take the ferry to it from the west side. And that's what you do in Olalla. Yes, indeed. Olalla, which is a neat place. That's where the Boldings live. They do all their harp things. Alrighty. And there's a Celtic concert in the barn or on Nancy's farm. This is good stuff. I need to get you more information unless it's already happened. I just saw it in my junk mail. So sometimes you got to email me twice because sometimes it shows up in the junk mail. And I get hundreds and thousands of junk mails every day. Alrighty. So help me out and email me two or three times about that. Alrighty. That's the calendar. Oh, my goodness. We're into the fall already. How about that? Into the fall. But this is going to be a good Christmas present when you start thinking about buying your Yuletide stuff. Try and pick up a copy of The Floating Crowbar. It's indeed a good album. Good album. Ready to get off on the way Nigel plays the flute on that album. Wow. Good stuff. Floating Crowbar. Floating Crowbar. And be sure and get their brand new album whenever you can and when you can, because it's good stuff. Here's Teyada. Give us a penny and let us be gone. Teyada.
Settle down with the pen, give us a penny, and let us be gone.
Teyada. Doesn't Teyada have a little bit of a Scandinavian sound? I mean, yeah, it's Irish. but there's a kind of a little different feel to how they do things. I like Teyada. They have a couple of albums out. They have a DVD out, Teyada, and if you get a chance, I don't even know if they're still together, but they're good stuff, Teyada. Here's somebody else I haven't heard from for about 17, 18 years. We played a cut from her third album that was released in the 90s about 3 weeks ago, and I went back and found the other two albums, the three American releases on Compass Records. Bill Jones, Belinda Jones, I mean Bill, B-I-L. One of her parents was from India, and the other one was from England. Vaudevillian performers and classical trained type folks came up with an offspring who does wonderful stuff. She plays whistle and flute and piano, and she sings from London, from I believe the East End of London. Bill Jones. This is really, really good stuff. What a great singer.
Oh, in London's fair city, a great dame dwells. For fame, birth, and breeding, none can her excel. She's a blacksmith's daughter, the truth for to tell. And her husband, he must be a trooper. There's an elegant tailor lives next door by. And on this fair damsel, he soon cast an eye. And he swore that with her he would lie, for he didn't give a damn for the trooper. Well, the tailor he went to this lady's one night. He called her his dearest joy and his delight. 10 guineas I'll give for my lodgings tonight, for I know that your husband's on duty. But if he comes home, he'll give you such a fright that he'll put you in mind of the trooper. When the bargain was struck and all things said and done, they both went to bed and the spree had begun. When the spree, it was over, they both fell asleep and they minded no more of the trooper. Trooper came home in the middle of the night. He knocked on the door and he gave them a fright. Oh, hide me, the wee tailor cried, for I hear the bold knocks of the trooper. There's an old useless cupboard that stands by the door, and in it you'll be safe, snug and secure. I'll trip downstairs and I'll trooper. Oh, husband, dear husband, grant me one desire, that old useless cupboard's too good for the fire, and in it I rear a game cock I admire. What game cock is this, says the trooper. Well, the trooper went forward and he opened the door, safe, snug and secure, and he hauled him right onto the bare wooden floor. Is this your game cock, says the trooper. Oh yes, Mr. Taylor, you're a very sly fox. When did you become one of my wife's game cocks? And for that very reason I'll give you a knock that'll put you in mind of the trooper. told of the tailor right by the two ears, and he clean cut them off with his own little shears. And for that night's diversion he paid mighty dear, and away went the wee croppy tailor.
Pump it, pump it. Teyada. Teyada, good stuff, good stuff. And before that, Bill Jones, "How Did You Become One of My Wife's Gamecocks?" said the trooper to the tailor. And the wee croppy tailor, meaning cropped off. The croppy boys, you know, that's why they call those folks over in Ireland, in Northern Ireland, the rebellious folks, they called them the croppy boys because their hair was cropped so short. And Seamus Heaney, of course, wrote that wonderful, wonderful poem called The Requiem for the Croppie. Oh my gosh, it's a great poem from Seamus Heaney. You should check it out. But this is the wee croppie tailor, Bill Jones, wonderful vocals, almost just as clear as a bell. And we're going to hear more from Bill Jones. We're going to hear from Ewan McCall and lots of other stuff. But you know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me. You can call me at 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you. I always do. Somewhere along the line. Okay? 509-332-5047. Alrighty, we're taking a break now. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marn. We're going to be right back for a half hour's more worth of music. So you just hold your horses because we are coming back. Hang in there. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and Pullman Regional Hospital, providing digital imaging with a 64-slice CT scanner using 50% less radiation than previous scanners to create diagnostic pictures in 5 to 10 seconds. Information online at pullmanregional.org.
Partly cloudy skies today with some gusty winds on the Palouse. High temperatures 84 in Pullman, 92 in Lewiston. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the 50s to the mid-60s. Tomorrow and next week should be sunny with high temperatures a bit cooler than we've been seeing, 80s to lower 90s.
Johnny arose on a May morning, called for water to wash his hands. Said Gillows to me, my two great dogs that lie bound in iron chains, chains that lie bound in iron chains. Ye'll busk, my two great dogs, ye'll busk and make them boon. For I'm a to the broad spear held to bring the dundeer doon, doon to bring the dundeer doon. When Johnny's mother, she heard o' this, her hands with jewel she rang. Says Johnny, for your venison to the Greenwood's dinner, gang, gang, to the Greenwood's dinner, gang. It's we hae plenty o' guid white bread and plenty o' guid red wine. So Johnny, for your venison to the Greenwood's dinner, gang, gang, to the Greenwood's dinner, gang. But Johnny has breasted his guid Benbow, his arras one by one, and he's awa to the gay green woods to poo the dundeer doon, doon to poo the dundeer doon. Johnny shot the dundeer lap, she was wounded in the side, and between the water and the wood, the greyhounds laid her pride, pride, the greyhounds laid her pride. Johnny ate o' the venison, and the dogs drank o' the blade, and they all lay down and fell fast asleep, asleep as though they'd been dead, dead, asleep as though they'd been dead. Then by there came a silly old man, and a silly old man was he. And he's a water the king's forester for to tell on young Johnny, to tell on young Johnny. Then up and spake the king's forester, and an angry man was he. Says, if this be Johnny or Bradisley, Agar will mark him dee, my faith will gar him dee. Stand oot, my noble dog, stand oot and dinna flee. Stand fast, my guid greyhounds, and we will mark them dee. And we will mark them dee. Johnny shot the sack saw them, and the seventh he wounded, sir. And he swung his huke out his horse's back, and he swore that he would hunt mare, mare, he swore that he would hunt mare.
This is the place that you're him come oor, get manateen on him come hey, and he saw a muckle horse where nae horse should be. How come this muckle horse here? Who come this to be? Who come this muckle horse here? We oot the leaf o' me. A horse, quo' she. Aye, a horse, quo' he. Ye'll blend doited carl, for unca blend ye be. It's but a bonny milk whom a many sent to me. Oh, for he a travelled and for he a been, but a saddle on a milk who saw a never neen. Him come o'er good manateen, on him come hey. Saw a pair of muckle shoon where nae shoon should be. What's this and was this? How came this to be? How come these muckle shoon here be out the leaf o' me? Shoon, quo' she. Aye, shoon, quo' he. Ye all blend doited carle, and blenner may ye be. It's but a pair of water stoups my many sent to me. For he a travelled and for he a been, but seller spurs on water stoups are never neen. Him came o'er good manateen, and him came hey, and he saw a braw plaidy where nae plaidy should be. How's this and what's this? How come this to be? How come this bro plate here without the leaf of me? A platey, quo' she. Aye, a platey, quo' he. Ye'll blend doited cattle and blenner may ye be. It's just a bonny blanket my many sent to be. For he a travelled and for he a been, but a blanket o' sick muckle worth so I never need. Him came o'er good manateen and him came hey. And he saw a heel and bunnet where nae bunnet it should be. How's this and what's this? Who can this to be? Who can this heel and bunnet here without the leaf of me? A bonnet, quo' she, aye, a bonnet, quo' he. Ye'll blend doited carle and blenner may ye be. It's but a tappet cloak in hen my minnie sent to me. For he a travelled and for he a been. But a white cock had on a cloak in hen, so I never neen. Him come o'er get manateen, and him come hey, and he got a man into the bed where nae man should be. Oh, how's this and what's this? How come this to be? How come this man into the bed? I pray you tell to me, a man, quo' she, aye, a man, quo' he. Oh, ye old blind doited carl, and blenner may ye be. It's just a bonny milkmaid my minnie sent to me. Oh, for he a travelled and for he a been, but whiskers on a milkmaid saw I never neen.
Oh, that's Ewan McCall. That's a very Scottish version of an old song from many years ago. Oh, Steel Ice Band did a version of that. You old fool, you silly fool, can't you plainly see, oh, that's a... And the Dubliners did the Seven Nights Drunk. And this song does expand. There's a version where he sees boots where his boots should be. And she says those are geranium pots. And he sees a pipe on the hob where his pipe should be. And she says, no, that's a tin whistle. And of course... he sees a head on the bed where his head should be, and she says that's a chamber pot. And there's also a verse about a wee baby, this kind of thing. So if you took all the variations of that song and put them all together, it'd probably run a long, 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 long time. Ewan McCall. Ewan McCall, for those of you who don't know, is probably sort of Great Britain's equivalent to Pete Seeger. Very active, very scheduled, very, 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 very political, very knowledgeable about all kinds of folk music. And, of course, he was married for many, many years and produced some kids with Peggy Seeger. And, of course, Peggy Seeger, in her own right, is one of the finest of the collectors and singers around and half-sister to Pete Seeger. She actually, according to Pete Seeger, taught him The Water Is Wide. Peggy Seeger is one of those who was singing that song long, long, long before everybody else started doing it. Ewan McCall. Ewan McCall died of a heart attack in the 90s. And one of his children is a Kirsty, I think, who's the producer and arranger for the Pogues, or at least was in the Pogues' early days. Got together and helped them make their start and worked out of those studios in London. So the McCalls have quite the heritage in Celtic music. And of course, Ewan McCall wrote such amazing songs that are now classics. The Shoals of Herring, I'm a Freeborn Man of the Traveling People, Got No Fixed Abodes with Nomads I Am Numbered, Country Lanes and Byways Are Always My Ways, I Never Fancied Being Lumbered, and the 30-foot trailer, Farewell to the Tent and the Old Caravan, to the Tinker, the Gypsy, the Traveling Man, and Goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. All of those songs. And of course, one of his biggest ones that made it over into the pop field because of Roberta Flack and so many folk singers. The first time ever I saw your face, I felt the sun rose in your eye. Oh, yeah, you know that one. That was Ewan McCall. All righty. And Bill Jones, this is Bill. I told you that about her parentage and everything, and she sings about it. She sings about it in a pretty good song, actually, that she wrote, Bill Jones.
If you'll listen, I'd like to tell you all about my life. At barely 16, I left my homeland, crossed the seas for Dover's chalky cliffs. Strathnaver docked in cascading rain. With tearful eyes, my mind went back to India. National railways employed my father, mother, and the house. The job moved bases almost yearly. She found friends and an ayah for the babe. I lived 9 months of the year at school. My second family, that's how it was in India. We were known as Anglo-Indians, European, Asian blood. Dark or light-skinned, and our language, a Panchpuran of Hindi English words. Independence forced us all to leave. Farewell to loved ones left behind in India. In New Brighton, we lodge with family, sleeping in one room. Mum had never boiled a kettle, never cleaned a floor or cooked our food. It was months before Dad found a job. Experience counts for nothing from India. I hated England and missed Darjeeling. I cried every day. My little sister lost all her Hindi. She became our family's foreign child. And the rations here were strict and small. I pined for burfi and the taste of India. Well, 50 years, how fast they travel, yet our culture remains. Friends from home live here in London. We meet often, call them every day. But the young ones, they are English now, shaped by your green hills, motorways. Still we share with them our roots in India.
The Female Frolic, an account of a young gentlewoman who went upon the road to rob in men's clothes, well mounted on a mare. You gallants of every station, give ear to a frolicsome song. The like was ne'er seen in the nation, 'twas done by a female so young. She bought her a mare and a bridle, a saddle and pistols also. She resolved that she would not be idle, for upon the pad she did go. She clothed herself in great splendor, for breeches and sword she had on. Her body appeared very slender, she showed like a pretty young man. And then like a padder so witty, she mounted with speed on her mare. She left all her friends in the city and steered her course towards where. The first that she met was a grocer, was walking with cane in his hand. She soon to the spark came up closer, and boldly she bid him to stand. She took from him but a guinea, and then met a tailor with shears. And because the poor rogue had no money, she genteelly clipped off his ears. The next that she met was a tanner, for loss of his money he cried. And because he bawled in this manner, she handsomely tanned his hide. She rode about 7 miles further, and then a stagecoach she did rob. The passengers all cried out murder, but this was a 50-pound job. And then she robbed a Welsh miller, she faced him and gave him the word. Her spluttered and swore her would kill her, if that her would get but her sword. And then she came up with a Quaker, she told him she must have his coin. Quoth he, thou silly wiseacre, thou shalt have no money of mine. She showed him a pistol to prove him, he told her by yea and by nay, that since the good spirit did move him, she might take his money away. An exciseman she next then accosted, and bid him deliver with speed. He often of valor had boasted, but he was a coward indeed. She rifled him then of his money, oh, this was a very rich prize. She took from him 80 guineas, which he had received for excise. The next that she met was a padder, well mounted upon a bay nag. Oh, this made her so much the gladder, she told him she wanted a bag. He thought she would certainly fight him, prepared himself out of hand. And she was resolved to fright him, she damned him and bid him to stand. He presently drew out his rapier, and bid her to stand on her guard. But quickly away she did caper, the highwayman followed her hard. He followed and soon overtook her, and searched her breeches with speed. And as he did well overlook her, he found her a woman indeed. The highwayman stood all amazed, but she had no cause to complain. Though with her he did all that he pleased, he gave her the money again.
Once the man
It was last Monday morning, the day appointed was for me to go down to the broom to meet my own true love. So bright and pleasant was the day he bore my company, and his love waiting in the broom for me. I looked over my left shoulder to see what I could see, and there I spied my own true to bear my company, and it's slow down in the broom, waiting in the broom for me. I took hold of his hand
Jones and Ewan McCall. What a great way to wind up the show. Oh my gosh, Heidi's singing about the highways and freeways. Oh yes, indeed. Inland Folks production, Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, the show is history. It's done. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. So knock it off. Talk to you later. Bye.
In friends along the way.
In 1876, Jesse James held up a Minnesota bank and became an outlaw legend.
There was no other outlaw gang as successful or long-lived as the James Younger Gang. I mean, they were the quintessential horseback outlaws.
I'm Don Gagne, the dramatic tale of Jesse James and the Northfield Raid on the next Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 4 o'clock here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. And thanks for being with us for Inland Folk today. The Thistle and Shamrock begins in just a moment. I'm Bruce Bradbury.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org.
You might feel every day is too busy. Meetings, deadlines, information overload. Sometimes